The laughter you heard, Tommy Hagen in here from Master Gardener, Cito Lisecki in here also this morning. Good morning. How are we doing today?
Life is good on a rainy morning.
It is damp outside this morning. Celia, you were saying you've got a bunch of plants in your car, and you're hoping the rain goes away and comes back some other day.
I am. I'm hoping it goes away by about 9 o'clock because we're planting over at Memorial Gardens at the Presbyterian Church this morning.
So alrighty.
The car is filled, and they're going in the ground one way or the other. And it's just the only question is how wet I'm going to get.
you may need a poncho for this. I'm looking at the forecast right now. The rainfall is expected to be through this area for the first part of it, right around 9 o'clock, and hopefully you can have it all done by about 11, because it says about 11 the shower should move back in. So.
Well, that's good, then. It'll be watered for me. One less thing I'll have to attend to.
As long as it's only a couple-hour project, it won't be too awful bad. So
yeah, it'll work.
definitely want to get on over there and do that. Now, is this one of your outreach gardens that you have out there planted throughout town?
Yes, we have 8 projects within the city and the county, okay? And It's a good time now to invite everyone to go take a look at them, okay?
Well, this is a really pretty time of year. Everything's starting to get ripe and come into its full bloom.
Into its own. We've got a new project over at the library, a pollinator garden, and some of that's still going in, but it's nice to watch as it develops. So you'll see how master gardeners attend to things there. We have a native plant garden at Calista Willette, which is on the Calista Willette Nature Trail.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's a tenth of a mile in. It's a paved path to get to the garden, so it's handicap accessible.
Right.
And you can see it's not a formal garden. It's more like a meadow type situation.
Okay.
But it's very colorful this time of year and is a good place to see what grows down here and grows well without a lot of attention.
I was going to say, so you have a little variety of a lot of things over there.
Surely, okay.
We really do. And I think we have 7 or 8 of them now that are projects we work on. They spread the county. We go from Bull Shoals to North Fork Hatchery. So we've got them all in between. They're beautiful. Every one of them has their own identity. Every one of them kind of takes the identity of the people that run it. One good thing is all of them, or most all of them, have name tags. So when you go there, you'll see a plant. You can also tell what the name of that plant is. So if you want to go purchase you one, you can do so. But anyway, we have to have work hours in the Master Gardeners, and
mm-hmm.
this is one of the ways we get our work hours. And it's fun. It's fellowship. The one that CO was talking about is actually where we meet, and it's a church, the Presbyterian Church. And the ladies that have done that, I have not ever worked on that one, but it is fantastically beautiful. The church lets us use the building for free, and we maintain their gardens for them. So that's a win-win situation.
I'd say that's a pretty fair trade.
That's a really fair trade. And the ladies, Seal is one of the lead ladies in that, and that is, I'll brag on that one. They're all beautiful. But that one is, usually if we have to take a photograph, that's a good spot to take a photograph. It's really, really, really pretty.
And you can go across the street to Cooper Park and see mm-hmm. our gardens there at the cabin. So
yep.
That's another nice place to go. And we have some great visibility at what we call our extension office garden, because it's right near where the county extension
mm-hmm.
agent's office is. It's at the corner of 62B and 5 North. And just a little bitty garden there, but very colorful and something you spot on your way by. Okay?
You know, one of the other ones that I love is at the fairgrounds. When you go to the fairgrounds, which seems to be where half the events in the Mountain Home area happen, right as you walk in that front door, there's a neat little garden, both on the left and on the right, and they've got all kinds of neat plants, and they're seasonal. They change as the season goes on, and that's a purpose of it. They did that so people can see different things at different times, and I just love it. I just, you know, Tommy Hagen, I usually have a camera in my hand, and when I walk in there,
I've heard that rumor.
I usually get a photograph of that. It's always one of my entry photos for whatever the event is that happens there, but the guys and girls that do that, again, do a fantastic job. And it doesn't just happen, guys. It takes people to get out there and do that, dig in the dirt. It's fun. But, you know, you go out there on July 4th, and I promise you, it's going to be hot. I mean, you're going to work up a sweat. So it's a labor of love, but it is a labor of love. We all love doing it.
Well, I do love those gardens that have something that blooms different times of years. And in this area, we are so fortunate with the climate we have. We can literally have something in bloom from just about April all the way up through the end of September.
And right now,
longer than that.
Yep.
Well,
it
depends on the weather. I had to qualify that. I know we've had some. You know, Tommy was responsible for snow in April this year.
So. Tommy didn't do a good job on the weather. Let me tell you. I was kidding somebody the other day. I think we just jumped from winter into summer. We had a real short spring.
Yep.
And I, I'm a spring guy. I'm a fall guy. That's my favorite time of the year, but spring is also my favorite time just because I love to see the change and the new growth. It's you drive by a tree one day and it's gray, and the next day it's got this real pretty new fresh green color, mm-hmm. and then later on it turns into really pretty green. So
and
this is boom time. This is if you're a gardener and you're not out in the dirt right now, you're missing prime time.
And this year was one of those years where we went from sort of grays and browns to green in like a week. Everything just exploded all at once.
It was like one of those time lapses. You could almost watch it happen. It was really, really unique. And again, I've only been here 10 or 12 years, but this was a different season for us, a very different season.
Very different season. Well, we do need to take a quick little break. It is time for us to talk to the folks at Pay the Bills. You're listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio on KJMT 97.1, KCMC 94.3, and KRZP 92.7. Tommy Hagen, Cielisecki in the studio with me here this morning, and we will be back with more right after this. And we are back here, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio, brought to you in part by the folks at Colton Steakhouse. If you're looking for a quick and delicious lunch or a great family evening out for dinner, then head on over to Colton's with a lunch menu that won't eat up all your time waiting to be served, and a dinner menu with selections that are sure to satisfy. The Colton staff will treat you like family. The next time you're hungry, load up your crew, bring them all to Colton's in Mountain Home. Always makes me hungry when I read that. And Cheyenne, you'll get to be doing that tomorrow. Cheyenne Villavazo will be sitting in the studio tomorrow morning. Bob Zadora and I will have our regular Friday morning visit, and then I'll be in Fayetteville, so you'll get to have a little practice on the microphone.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be really, really exciting. I've done it once before, so it should be a lot better this time.
We are looking forward to seeing how bad I can screw things up from over there in Fayetteville. I was told last night that the place that I was planning on broadcasting from will not be available to me, but not for the normal reason. I was looking forward to being in Fulbright Hall, broadcasting from the cafeteria full of kids. We've got about between 650 and 750 people expected to be in for this event. 28 teams on hand, representing 72 teams. 14 of those are from foreign countries, representing 10 foreign countries this year. I am really looking forward to this event, and I was going to broadcast out of the hall. It's always entertaining to see all the kids there. Some are bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. The ones from halfway around the globe, it's really dinner time for them, so they're sort of confused, and it is really entertaining to be in there and be a part of that. And then I found out that the schedule has changed. Normally, we start the events at the crack of 8:30 in the morning. And the powers that be decided we needed to start about 8 o'clock this morning because we've got a couple of extra processes thrown in. So I will be finishing up the morning show at about 7:57, and at 8 o'clock, the first matches will be underway. I'm looking forward to it, but that means I had to change my broadcast venue. So I will be in the International Hall on the campus of University of Arkansas. Anybody that has ever been over there knows it is an absolutely gorgeous room. One of my favorite things to do is just sit there and look up at all the flags of all the nations there in that hall. It is absolutely wonderful, and of course, the teams that are there from the foreign countries always making a note to know where their flag is, and it is so cool to see them come in here and look through all those flags and take a look around. Oh, yeah, that's us, and I have a great time with that, so I'm looking forward to that. Cheyenne, I know you're going to do a great job here in studio. She sort of looks like a deer in the headlights right now, but she will be just fine.
She looks fantastic.
Fine. She'll be fine.
And Tommy Hagen, Cielisecki in the studio with me from Master Gardeners. We've already been talking about some of the stuff that's going on. It is amazing to me how much stuff the Master Gardeners are involved in. You were talking about some of those community flower beds that you had. What do you call those officially? They're community
garden projects.
Garden projects. Okay, I'll try to get the verbiage right on that here going forward. You just got through with your plant sale, and Tommy, I heard you saying this morning, somebody got there probably a little bit after the 5-minute opening after the door.
Again, Tommy Hagen loves to take photographs, so mm-hmm. I'm working the crowd before this thing opens, and the line is probably 75 people long, and I'm not kidding. And this is before we start. When it starts, it's like I tell everybody, you get in there. This is not a place to go shopping and think about what you want. If you see it, pick it up and take it. And they do. And it's like, I think Seal said we sold over 800 plants in like,
wow.
We sold 824 plants in 90 minutes. Every plant that was there sold, okay?
In 90 minutes.
And people came at 10:15 and said, I thought you were having a plant sale. We said, we did, but we want to thank Mountain Home because we had one of the biggest sales we've ever had. Every plant was gone.
That's fantastic. And, of course, all those plants come from your Master Gardeners.
Yes, people dig up their yards and share is what it amounts
okay.
to. Okay. And anything and everything is there. I think the only thing I ever haven't seen there is water plants.
That's okay? true.
you can sometimes get trees and shrubs, and you certainly get perennials. You'll see some vegetables and herbs, not a lot of regular annuals like you buy at the big box stores, but you'll see some perennials that you know and some perennials you don't know.
Well, and the best thing I talked about this sale was it's all stuff that grows currently in this area. So if you go down there to purchase those things, when you have it next year, first and foremost, line up about a half hour early. I think
we'd
probably
be
there early. It comes out of your garden, so it's stuff that is growing right here.
It is, and it's things that multiply, and not necessarily things that are invasive, but things that thrive down here.
Right.
Okay, so some of them need a little more work than others, but certainly they're things that people are willing to share, and I tend to think most of it is things that are easily put in your garden with a minimal amount of maintenance afterwards. Okay?
That is very important. I know a lot of folks do like to get their plants in there, but don't want to have to spend all summer long out there doing the maintenance on things. Mm-hmm. So low maintenance is pretty nice.
Little maintenance is good, but you don't want to have to baby them.
That's right. But I'm a big fan of hostas, and hostas are an easy plant to divide. And that's one that I always bring. And it gives me joy to see somebody else get a plant that I actually have grown and nurtured. And again, the hostas, I call them cotton candy for deer, because deer just absolutely love those things. So mine are protected in the backyard of our home, which the deer can't get to, and on the deck. My wife thinks our deck has way too many hostas on it, but I don't think it has near enough. But anyway, that's a debate that goes on and on. But it's fun. There's all kinds of plants. But again, I reminded you before, and I'll remind you before next year, do not be late. This is not an event to be late to.
No.
It says you've got to be an early bird. And I actually got caught up in this back in the old days, and I was late to one, and before I was a master gardener, and same say, I struck out. There was nothing left.
Well, we have a rumor, though, that Tommy Hagen put his camera down during the plant sale, okay? And somebody actually got a picture of Tommy Hagen for a change.
Really?
Somehow I get a bad rap of not doing any real work around there, but they got some work. They got photographs of me actually moving chairs, so anyway.
And well, at least you have photographic evidence now. If anybody ever says Tommy Hagen never works, you can hold up the photo and say, see, you're wrong.
Our organization is probably 70% late and 30% guys, and I do catch a little flack because I got a semi-strong back, but I don't use it very much, or don't use it nearly enough. But anyway, this time I did use it, and they caught me in the act. So anyway, it was fun. It's really a good time. It's any time you're around a bunch of people that have a common interest and that love doing what they're doing makes it fun. And Master Gardeners is fun. I tell you, it's a learning experience. But if you're into gardening and like that kind of stuff, there's people that do all kinds of things. I'm a rose guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a hosta guy. I do some vegetable gardening. I just planted a bunch of herbs the other day. But you'll find somebody that specializes in our club that in the kind of plants that you want to grow. And you'll end up evolving to them and run around and share ideas. And there's a lot of smart people, Seal being one of them. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of smart people in our club. And these guys and gals study this stuff. I read my fair share, but I'm a long way from being as smart as some of them are. And it's fun for me. It's educational, and it's fun.
Everybody is an expert at something, the mm-hmm. things that you enjoy, okay? And they're all willing to share, okay?
That's always great.
What we like to talk about a little bit today is some of our favorite plants. Tommy's is one of his favorites, his hostas, mm-hmm. but they're sort of a difficult plant if you have a lot of deer around.
Right.
Activities director.
And we are back here, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. It is Thursday, the 17th day of May. Hard to believe we're already halfway through the fifth month of the year. Time is flying right along. This spring, everything exploded. We went straight from winter, like you said, to summer. I still say that you know, you came in here and for 3 months, I think, Tommy, you said that our last freeze is generally in April 15th, and you were using statistics, you were using past stuff, and we had freezes up until April 15th this year.
We did.
And it caused, I'm sure, a little bit of consternation among plant lovers trying to get their favorite plants in the ground.
Oh, absolutely it did. I'm sure all of us had a little bit of damage on some stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, I had one peony that it froze the buds right off of it. It was an early bloomer, and that was that. I think I got one flower off of it, but that's life. Okay?
I want to stop you right there. How did you pronounce that flower?
Peony or peony.
Okay, and it is so funny. I try very hard to get names correct, and I butcher them on a regular basis. If you've been listening to the show, you're well aware of that. But that's one of those words that is very regional. Depending on the part of country you're in, is dependent on how you pronounce that particular flower.
Well, and some of us don't look it up. I went to shopping for one of my other favorite flowers, which is called a heuchera. And I went to a nursery and I asked if they had any, and I hauled it at Huchera, and she said, "What?" And then she said, "Spell it." And I thought, oh my goodness, my Yankee accent has come out or something. Yeah. And I did, and she corrected me, and so it certainly does make a difference.
Yep.
But to talk about that plant, I think that is one that we do need to say something about down here. There's been a lot of new breeding on this item. It's a plant that's good for part shade, part sun, mm-hmm. a little more shade than sun down here with the heat. But they've done some breeding to develop plants that are heat and humidity tolerant. So if you're shopping for them, you won't necessarily see all the heucheras down here, or heucherellas either, that are conducive to here. So look it up on your telephone, okay, and take a look. Look at the Monrovia site, at the Terra Nova site, at the Proven Winter site, okay, and look for something that said it's developed for the south, or that is heat and humidity tolerant.
Right.
If it does that, it will give you, it'll be something that'll grow easily for you. They're a very low maintenance plant. A lot of new development and covers. Some of the varieties that are good for the south, which makes sense, is one called Southern Comfort, Sweet Tea, Georgia Plum, Georgia Peach, Blackberry Ice, Electric Lime. They come in all these different colors. You're going to see bronzes, you're going to see golds, you're going to see pinks, you're going to see lime. There's just a whole bunch of different plants. Very insignificant flower on it, but it's for to leave something in the front of your bed, and I think you'd enjoy it.
Okay? Something to add just a little bit of color to what you've got.
Yes, and not a lot of maintenance, like I say. The deer do eat it a little bit, so put some garlic or something around it from time to time. Okay.
We'll just borrow Tommy's 40-foot tall fence.
Yes, absolutely.
But that's a plant that can grow in the semi-shade, like she said. And that's what, sometimes it's a little difficult to get color in a shady area. Mm-hmm. And anyway, and again, that's kind of one of the reasons I like hostas. You can do so much with those guys. They don't, their flowers really don't turn me on all that much, but the foliage can be so many different colors. You can go from lime green to dark green to variegated to whatever. It'll make a good contrast for you wherever you happen to put them. So.
And there's a lot of breeding in those plants here, too. I have one that I put in the back garden called guacamole, and for about 4 months, the deer didn't eat guacamole. So I was telling everybody, the deer don't like guacamole, and they proved me wrong.
I was going to say, I'm sure
that. I like that. Okay. Okay.
Another plant that's good down here is lavender and rosemary. Mm-hmm. Okay, take a look at those. They're drought tolerant. In fact, the thing that will hurt them worse than cold and frost and all that kind of thing is dampness. So it's something that you're going to put in a dry area. A little bit of rocky soil is something that's good for it.
And keep them away from my wife. She waters everything. I've been trying to convince her that our cactus that we have, that they only need to be watered once every couple of weeks. She tries to water them daily. So that's a constant fight.
Well, that and succulents, you kind of got to watch, okay? You don't want to give them too much water. All these nice little rock gardens that people are kind of the rage mm-hmm. right now, they're a good thing because you don't have to water them much, but they're a bad thing if you're going to water them a lot.
Right. Okay? If you've got the automatic waterer there in your system, your yard system,
you got to move them, definitely, okay? Another plant I like is a viburnum coral, Korean spice. It is a shrub that gets to about 4 feet tall, and in the spring it gets little tiny blossoms that come in a clump, and they're very, very fragrant. You can smell it from 10, 12 feet away, okay? Something very nice to put in your garden to give you a little something in the spring as you're walking by.
Always nice to have that little fresh smell in the air.
Yes, it is. I think that's what's nice, that and the honeysuckle and such makes for a nice time.
Yep, we got honeysuckle growing everywhere around my property. We do need to take a quick little break. John Montgomery waiting very patiently here in the wings to jump on the air. Seal and Tommy, it's always so great to have you in here. Unfortunately, we're limited in time. I think we could probably go on for 3 or 4 hours most days. So
don't worry, there's next month.
There is next month.
And don't forget to vote, folks.
Don't forget to vote. That comes up here on next Tuesday. And yes, if you want to complain about your local government, at least you can do is vote and talk about it. It is time for us to talk to the folks at Pay the Bills. You're listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio, KCMC 94.3, KRZP 92.7, and KJMT.